Just over a century ago, there were around 60 million bison roaming the prairies of North America, and they played an important role in the lives of the local people. That's according to Lisa Turner from Fort White Alive, just outside Winnipeg in Canada.
The bison actually was a main focus for most groupings on the prairies, and the groupings that we focus here on Fort White in our program is the Aboriginals, the Pioneers, as well as the Métis, and their role being that the bison was a crucial part of their livelihood. So with the Aboriginals, it meant that it was their whole livelihood. Everything came from them, from their clothing, their food, everything was based on what they could get from the land as well as the bison. And then for the Pioneers, they had to get their fuel source for their fires, everything else, and it came from the bison. The bison produces a lovely excrement that we call bison chips, and for that, once it's dried, it actually burns a very clean fuel that doesn't smell at all, so it's a very useful thing for them. And the Métis also use the bison for hunting, as well as for their livelihood as well, for trade goods, as well as their own clothing and different materials.
And who exactly were the Métis?
The Métis are a cultural grouping that was formed when we were having people come through for trade goods. So it is European as well as Aboriginal descent. And with that, they became a grouping. So a lot of times it was voyagers who came across and were married off to the lovely young ladies of the different tribes. And from there, they actually became a cultural grouping that is very prevalent. And you see many of them here on the prairies and Manitoba as well and Winnipeg.
What happened to the bison? Why do we not have so many of them?
So the bison actually were becoming to a point of almost being extinct through overhunting. And the bison were actually becoming a nuisance to a lot of people, or they thought it was. So at first we had about 30 to 60 million bison here in North America. When our areas were being settled, they thought the bison was actually being a nuisance. So we're actually trying to get rid of them and push them out. So there was actually mass huntings and mass killings. And at that point, people decided that, you know what, this animal is very useful. They are something that is iconic. So they actually started conservation efforts. When bison was being hunted solely through the Aboriginal means, they only hunted what they needed and it was never being overhunted. But when that did happen, our numbers dwindled to about 2,000 from 30 to 60 million. From now, with those conservation efforts that were put in place, we're about 700,000 bison here in North America.
And if you come and see the bison here, what are you going to do?
We actually get everyone to jump into one of our vans and we go on a safari. So we actually bring people out into our 70-acre paddock to go see our 25 to 30 head of bison, depending on the year. And you get within about 15 to 20 feet of them and we open up the windows so you can smell their herbivore scent, you can hear them grunting, and you can really see how they interact together.
What kind of a society is a herd of bison? Is it, you know, male-dominated, female-dominated? How does it work?
So a bison herd is actually female-dominated. So it is a matriarchal society. There is one dominant female that calls all the shots. And our male is there for protection. There is a dominant male, and he is the bull that reproduces with all the females, but it is matriarchal. That lady has all the shots.
And when you say has all the shots, what's she actually telling the other bison to do?
So she is going to tell them where they're going to graze, where their watering hole is. If they need to move, it's her call. The bison will follow her. She is the one that makes the decisions of, you know what, we need to move to a grassier knoll, we need more food, that's where we're going to go.
Why do you think it's important from your point of view to have a herd of bison here?
Many people don't understand the role the bison had in our society. And to see this iconic animal and see how it interacts and just how majestic it is really quite something to then see it as well as understand why it was such an importance on our prairies. So if people can get that opportunity to A, see it, because it is a magical experience, but as well learn why they're important, I feel it's really a wonderful opportunity that people can actually take in.
Tell me about your dominant male, because he's quite a large character.
So our dominant male is quite a character. His name is Charlie. We name him so that we can point him out to the herd, to those who get to go see him. He is about 2 tons. He's 6.5 feet tall, 12.5 feet long, and he is quite the character because his face does look a lot like Mr. T. So if you remember that from the show, he's really an iconic animal that you see him and it just takes your breath away because he is such a beautiful animal.
That's Lisa Turner from Fort White Alive in Winnipeg, Canada. For more information, visit fortwhite.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.